relic and a liability, but only to the same degree as every other inch of the shambling, flaking, leaking, throbbing concatenation of relics and liabilities that I proudly call my mortal body.
That was Ned Bowman, and on the appendix, Body of Essays was produced by Kate Bland, and it's a Cast Iron Radio production for Radio 3.
The BBC asks thousands of questions every day. What are the tingles we feel when listening to music? Can life exist above the clouds? And why do we think Elgar's music sounds English? But what if we want to know more? BBC I Wonder asks intriguing questions and reveals thought-provoking answers. As one question is answered, another is raised. The discoveries are endless. BBC I Wonder. Go to bbc.co.uk/iwonder.
Plenty of discoveries to come now. It's 11 o'clock, time for World on 3 with Lopa Katari.
Ian, thanks very much. Well, let's dive straight in with a number from my guest here in the studio, Turkish-Kurdish Londoner Olcay Bayır, and a Balkan tune called Penceresi Yola Karşı.
Thank you.
What a spirited start to the programme. Olcay Bahçer and her band, a taster of what's to come in about 20 minutes' time. I'm Lapa Kotari, and between now and then, I've got some great new releases for you here on World on 3, starting with this one from Tony Allen. Now, he says that every time he sits down at his drums, he's looking for something new. Well, the music on Allen's latest album is sharp, fresh and beautifully set up by the opening track called Moving On. There is no doubt that Allen's music continues to move onwards, forwards and upwards.
check it out.
Hold On from the dependably eclectic compilers Tricont, and a new release from them called Strange and Dangerous Times, New American Roots, Real Music for the 21st Century. It's a bit of a mouthful, I know, but that's another thing about Tricont. They like to tell it as it is. That was a fast-paced, mournful blues tune from a group called My Graveyard Jaw, who the sleeve notes call Southern Porch Stompers. Well, this next song is from Maluma. She's one of the leading voices of Mauritania. And she's another of those musical figureheads like Gilberto Gil and Youssou N'Dour, who's used her musical standing to give voice to her strong-held political views, such as women's rights and education, in an effort to make a change. Now, in fact, this is her first album since being elected as a senator in Mauritania in 2007. The album is called Kanou, and this is Deyar, modern Mauritanian roots reggae.
براك يطف وطمع المطر وسرينا في الليل العتمان ذياب وشفنا هك المر
Thank you.
to very modern sounds of North Africa there. Mauritania's Maluma, and I guess you could call it Arabian or Eastern reggae, followed by Morocco's Aziz Samawi and the University of Gnawa, and a bit of flamenco-infused Berber grooves. Lawa Lawa from his album Mazal. So let's turn to my guest tonight, Olje Bayir. She's here with her band. You heard them at the top of the programme. And they're going to kick off now with an Azeri song called Aman Avja.
Thank you.
Aman Avja with Stelios Katsatsidis on accordion there. Now, of course, you can't see this on radio, but Olje was having a great deal of fun dancing and waving her arms around. So that's obviously a joyful song, is
yeah,
it? Is it, Olje? What is it about?
It is a love song. It's actually very passionate love song. It says, lyric says, Hunter, please don't shoot me. I am a vulnerable gazelle. And which was hit shot by another hunter already. Please don't shoot me. And yeah, it's a very, very lovely sound, love song from very further east of Turkey.
But not that joyful, though.
Yeah, later on the lyrics, it gets joyful. But
Olje, tell me a little bit about yourself, about where you grew up and your mm-hmm. hometown. Tell me something.
I was born in Turkey, and I grew up in Turkey, and I was there until the age of 15, and then we moved to London, UK, for some family reasons, and I've. My life's just carried on, and I've started a new life here, and I've started learning my language. That process was not easy.
When you say learning my language,
learning a language, new language.
Oh, English.
Yes, yeah, yes. English. Because I learned English after I came to London. And then I always wanted to study music. I came across by a chance. I met a person who actually inspired me to study classical music, and which I took some private lessons, and then I've luckily entered the university, and I studied classical performance, and I graduated from there in 2008, and I did some other courses. And I'm here now.
So this was when you sort of studied as an opera singer.
Yes, this was when I studied as an opera singer. Yes.
So did you at some point think that you would pursue that as a profession?
Opera.
Yeah.
I for some little time I did, and then I realized it's not really for me because it's not my background, and it was not really like. Translating me or just interpreting me, or I was not really expressing myself as a musician. So I try not to, and I think I made a good decision.
it must have been really difficult coming mm-hmm. here as a teenager, at the age of 15. It must have been really mm-hmm. difficult to leave your home and your friends and you know, let alone just language.
Yes.
Did you find it tough settling in here?
Definitely,
going to school.
Definitely. So first few years was it was not easy, but I was lucky because I was with my family, and I've settled down, and my family helped me. We supported each other, so I was in that sense I was lucky, and because my parents was very keen for us to carry on our education. So rather than just going to different directions, so we just found our way, with as a like stick together as a family. And I think, yeah, this is how we managed to get through this process as quickly as possible.
So how many other siblings have you got?
I have quite many, actually. We're a big family. I have three more sisters and two brothers. We are six altogether.
And I believe it's a very musical house.
Yes, it is. It is a very musical house. My dad and my brother... musician, and my dad's an Aishik troubadour. He sings and he composes songs as my brother as well. Yeah, many other musicians in my family as well. So whenever we get chance to get together, we always play and sing together.
Well, in fact, this next song that you're going to do is written by one of your brothers, Erdogan.
Yes,
is that right?
Erdogan.
Tell us a little bit about the song.
Yeah, it's a very mischievous love song. It's talk about the beloved, and is it talk about the beloved, how dapper and flirty my beloved is. And he drinks rakı and breaks it like glasses, and he's even more immortal than me. So, but I still love him because he's my beloved. So it's just very flirty, like it's a very funny song, and yeah, hope you like it.
Well, while you set yourself up, we shall. It's a song called Benim Yarim, from the sounds of it, it sounds like a sort of a drunken love song. Mm-hmm. So here we are. A song written by Oje's brother, Erdogan, Benim Yarim.
çekirdek hoppa mı hoppa. Rakı içer kadeh kırar, rakı içer kadeh kırar, gönlüm hovarda. Benim yârim sırasında, benim yârim sırasında, benim yârim benden hovarda.
Iraqi fueled love song. Benim Yerim, Olcay Bayer, my guest in session tonight here on World on Three. And Merlin Shepherd giving us a fine solo on a clarinet. You're listening to Lopa Kotari on BBC Radio 3. Feel free to get in touch with us this evening. You can tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag is World on 3, or you can send it to me at This is Lopa. We've already got some pictures of Olcay and the band up on the website if you want to put vision to the sound. A listener who goes by the name of Dorset Rachel has tweeted to say, absolutely fantastic. Glad you're listening and enjoying it, Rachel. Well, new releases have been coming in thick and fast this month. Ex-Spanish rocker Amparo Sanchez came out with Espíritu del Sol just last week. It's quite a bit tamer than her recent offerings, and for me, lacks a certain edge. But on this tune, Luces en el Mar, she is deliciously sultry.
En el mar lanzan señales que no entiendo. Son como guiños en la oscuridad cuando el corazón siente abierto para recibir los regalos que me trae el viento en la noche.
We are not a men's group. Sometimes we hold drum circles, but we are not a men's group. In a teepee in the middle of the forest at midnight, but we are not a men's group. And sweat lodges, lots of sweat lodges, but we are not a men's group. Covered in tribal body paint and singing ancient Native American chants, but we are not a men's group. Sobbing about our fathers, howling to the moon and falling into a naked writhing pile of glistening man flesh, but we are not a men's group. We
We are not a men's group, sung beautifully by the men's group that is the Spooky Men's Chorale. We all need a bit of a laugh now and then, and this Australian group, plus one Kiwi, they tell me, provide it with great aplomb and finesse, and I might add, with outstanding musicianship. The Spooky Man in History is an album they brought out last year, and the cover alone is a reason to have it in your collection. And they've just tweeted me to say that they are going to be touring next summer. So I'm going to have to wait another 6 months before I get to see them live. Well, talking of groups, a neat little segue here. This next song is about the benefits of joining a union. It's on a 2-CD box set compiled by the legendary folk label Topic Records. And it's called Voice and Vision, Songs of Resistance, Democracy and Peace. Topic, 75 years old this year, has its roots in the Workers' Music Association that can be traced back to 1939. They believed that music should be used as a tool of revolution. So it's no wonder that Topic was the first port of call for the General Federation of Trade Unions, the GFTU, who wanted to reconnect the unions to their musical past and who themselves are celebrating 115 years of existence this year. The album is just a tiny selection from Topic's vast and priceless archive, and this song is just one of them on that album. It's called If You Want a Better Life, and it's sung by none other than the grand dame of folk and musical activism, Peggy Seeger.
If you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you want to make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Sitting in the barroom, got to talk to someone, yes, you need a friend. Trouble at the factory, trouble on the line. Tell it to the union, it's the best friend you can find.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Sitting in the canteen when your shift is done. Trouble in your life now, yes, you need someone. Changing regulations, trouble on the ward. Take it to the union, it's what you got that union for.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Do we stand united? Do we divide and fall? Is it one for one now? Or is it all for all? So put the screws on that trouble spot. The most useful tool we've got.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta
Cause when you got a union, you gotta make it fight for you.
Better wages and conditions, is that all we need? What about the food we eat and the air we breathe? If you want your union to make a better life, you better make your union help to keep this world alive.
And if you want a better life, you gotta make a change. And if you wanna make a change, you need a union too. And if you want a union, you gotta learn to fight. Cause when you got a union,
you gotta make it fight for you.
Looking for a job. If he's trying time to drop a man, borrow and anon it. drinks, it's written everywhere. It's carved into the mountains and it's floating in the air. Ride a man, earn a living with his two hands. Feed his family and pay his rent. Find a proper man or borrow on it.
الرفيق من الصلصال كالفخار ناطقا بسر الماء والأرض بسر الماء أفيق من الصلصال كالفخار ناطقا بسر الماء والأرض بلا عطل زارتني الريح بلا عطل
Three kinds of political tunes there, starting with Peggy Seeger and If You Want a Better Life, followed by Punk Bluegrass from Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy, a group from Wichita, Kansas, who not surprisingly have got quite a following, and who named themselves after Carrie Amelia Moore Nation, who was a radical member of the temperance movement in America in the late 1800s. And there's a great picture of her on the internet that I've tweeted, where she's holding a hatchet and looking like a woman not to be messed with. If you're going to try and give up the odd tipple, you might want to use Carrie Nation as your poster girl. The song was Trying Times, and it was another track from Tricont's Strange and Dangerous Times. And finally in that trio was Ali Khattab, an Egyptian musician with a love of flamenco. Sin Pais was the name of the song and also the title of his album. And the voice was that of Wael Al-Fashni. The song is a protest against the way in which we carve up the world and support for nomadic people whose way of life is more about a shared land. Well, after that little bit of soapboxing, it's back to my guest tonight, Olcay Bayır. Now, before she came in this evening, we did ask her to think about a song or a piece of music that really means something to her, that holds a sort of special place in her heart. A kind of continuation of the heritage track that was part of our Commonwealth Connection series that we ran over the summer. So, Olcay, welcome back. What is the song that you've chosen and why?
Song I chosen is from Aşık Veysel. He is a Turkish minstrel, a troubadour, one of the well known and the highly regarded minstrel. And his song's called Uzun İnce Bir Yoldayım. I've chosen this song because he is one of my biggest inspiration in my musical journey since childhood. I grew up listening to him, and his poems has just become a teaching to me, because his lyrics is about the moral values, beliefs, and he was blind, by the way. He became blind, completely blind, when age of 7. And then he learned how to play a bağlama, saz, and he became one of the well-known and highly regarded musician and in the whole Anatolian region. So I respect him in that sense, and I love I respect him the fact that he has passion for the music, and he see the world he can't see, but he see the world with his heart. So it's become a, like, all his poems, as I said, it's become a teaching to me. So that's why I've chosen this song.
Wonderful. Well, so here's one of Turkey's legendary minstrels, Aşık Veysel, with Olcay's heritage track. And I'm going to play it to you while Olcay, you get ready to play for us once more.
Uzunca bir yoldayım, gidiyorum gündüz gece. Bilmiyorum ne haldeyim, gidiyorum gündüz gece.
Thank you.
What a beautiful song, Yağmur Yağar, a Turkish love song sung by my guest tonight, Olcay Bayır, and accompanied beautifully, equally as beautifully, on accordion, Stelios Katsatsidis. Olcay, that was absolutely, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And it flowed wonderfully from the from the heritage track that you, yes. you chose, the song from Aşık Veysel. Am I right in thinking that your father was also an Aşık, a troubadour?
Yes, he is actually. Luckily, my father's still alive. And he has many his own songs, and he's got poems as well. He may not be known as, you know, he may not be that popular in that sense, but he has beautiful many songs that we love singing all together as a family. And in the future, in my projects, actually, I'd like to record some of his recordings, his songs, and actually, hopefully, and I'd like to put them in my future album.
So, you know, with that much sort of wonderful tradition of music in your household, why is it that you kind of turn towards the classical vein of opera?
it's just for that moment, it was right for me. And I believe studying opera, it's just added me as a musician, as a singer a lot. And my perspective also as a musician also is widened by singing opera. It was a very good experience. I never regret that I studied opera. I'm glad that I did. But it was not what it was coming from my heart. Yeah. That's why it had to stop somewhere. But I'm glad I did it.
Now, you've got a great collection of musicians.
Yes,
here
I have
tonight.
Actually.
Would you like to introduce them?
Sure.
And perhaps tell me whether this is a relatively traditional setup for your kind of music?
I am accompanied by lovely musicians today, as you mentioned. So thank them very much, all of them separately. So I have an amazing Merlin Shepherd on clarinet and Aral Kujo on violin, and Tansai Omar on percussion, Stelios Katsatsidis on accordion, and Yorgo Chavusidis is on guitar. It is not a traditional setup, but because we are living in London and we have a London sound and musicianship, so I believe this is one of the best. It could be like the possible a little ensemble.
Tell me, Audrey, how long did it take you to put your debut album together?
Yeah, and it's actually took very, very long if you compare to my all musical like journey from when I actually put my mind into it that I wanted to make an album. It's quite a long time, but everything's got right time, and you can, even if you push it, you cannot, you know, make it in earlier than it should be.
Yeah.
So at times it just stops you, something stops you. But and I'm glad again that it did stop me that time, and it's happening now. And I believe as a musician and as a person, and I've got that maturity and musicianship skills that, you know, I can actually offer people more now, that I can explain myself clearly and truly to people. So, yes, it's been a long process, but it's here now.
And the songs on the album, are they largely your own compositions?
For this one, it's not, unfortunately. I only have one composition in the album. But I rather like to keep it from all variety of traditional songs from the region of the Anatolia. The reason, because I spent some time on each of these songs and I made my own arrangements, and I thought that it would be, I should not really waste this, and it should be like, put all these songs in an album, and it should be my deep album, because it will give people a true perspective, me as a person and as a musician. And hopefully all my compositions, I saved it for my later albums.
Wonderful. And of course, some of your father's songs, as
yes,
you say.
As well.
And you've got a launch,
yeah, launch
gig happening.
Launch.
When's that happening, and where's it going to be?
Album launch concert will be at Vortex Jazz Club in Dalston, and on Wednesday, the 5th of November. It's going to start at usual time, 7:30. Whoever is listening to us now, so if they can make it, that would be great.
So what's the final song you're going to do for us tonight?
Yes, final song that I'm going to sing to you is called Lay Lay. It's a Kurdish lullaby. It's a lullaby because it's quite late.
Yeah.
Late. Maybe they, yes, everyone can go to sleep after this.
Yeah, well I hope they'll hang around for at least another 35 minutes.
Of course, not after this.
Listen to the last bit
of
the program.
yeah, I save it for last, and I believe that because we settled down a little bit. It's going to be a lovely lullaby. Kurdish lullaby is in Sorani dialect.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Olji. Thank you very much for coming along this evening, and to all of you guys in the band. As Olji said, she's going to sing you a lullaby, Lay Lay, and we hope that it'll help you drift off, but keep tuned in until the programme finishes at 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. Thanks, Olje. My guest tonight, Olje Bayer, and band members Merlin on clarinet, Orel on violin, Stelios accordion, Giorgo on acoustic guitar, and Danse on percussion. You're listening to Lo Pakotari here on BBC Radio 3. Details of tonight's programme are on the website, bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, as are pictures of Olje and the band who've been in the studio with me tonight. And if you click on clips, you can find yourself in Download and Listen Again World Music Heaven. This is where the World Music Archives are. You can listen back to sessions we've had on the programme and also download the Commonwealth Connections series that we ran this year in the run-up to the Commonwealth Games. And fantastic recordings from some of Radio 3's adventures around the globe. Well worth a visit. Now, next week, this year's World Music Expo, WOMEX, is taking place in Santiago de Compostela in Spain. WOMEX is basically where a cross-section of the world music industry and music lovers get to network and see showcases from some of the best new names on the music scene, along with performances from some of the industry's legends. If you're heading out there, here's a taste of some of the music you might hear in the local tavernas.
Unha noite no muiño, unha noite non é nada. Unha noite no muiño, unha noite non é nada. Unha semaniña enteira, ole, ole, ole. Esa sí que muiñada que veño de moer morena. Thank you. as estrelas corren, corren todas nunha carreiriña. E as estrelas corren, corren todas nunha carreiriña. Tamén corren os amores, olé, olé. Da túa ventana miña que veño de moer. Do meu pai eu ben lle sei o tempero. E o muiño do meu pai eu ben lle sei o tempero. Cando está alto baixalo, cando está baixado Argelo que veño de moer. Despedida por riba da flor da cana. Vou a dar la despedida por riba da flor da cana. Bailadores do torreiro, ole, ole, ole. Ola e vai a ribeirana que veño de mover.
Cantona, Habana, canto y donde me peta. la que dije a miña, ay, ay, esa es miña filla. Y yo se canto pa joven, yo se canto pa joven. Canto por la miña, Jorge, y no por la de ninguén. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta.
A verdadeira tradición non emana do pasado, nin está no presente, nin se albisca no porvir, non é serva do tempo. A tradición é a alma eterna que vive no instinto popular e nas entrañas do chan. A tradición non é a historia, a tradición é a eternidade.
Two very different sounds from Galicia. Firstly, folk group A Banda das Crechas, who take their name from the bar in Santiago de Compostela, Casa das Crechas, where they started out 27 years ago. And I followed that with a more Latino take on Galician music from Maria José Silvar, who goes by the name of Cez. Both songs are from a compilation in this month's Songlines magazine called Away to the Atlantic. And next week, Marianne Kennedy with the World on Three team is going to be in Santiago de Compostela to bring you music from some of the Womex showcases. Now for another track from the man whom Fela Kuti said without him there would be no Afrobeat. It is, of course, Tony Allen. This is Coco Dance from his album Film of Life. Afrobeat enveloped in a modern coat spun from threads of soul, funk and electronica. Tony Allen and Coco Dance from his album Film of Life. And you can catch Tony Allen, who's going to be part of the EFG London Jazz Fest that starts on the 14th of November. Now, another evening of music that you might want to go to is Songs for the Voiceless. It's a music gathering of some of the leading lights and award winners of folk music, such as John Bowden and Bella Hardy, who came together to put out an album of the same name to mark the centenary of World War I. Songs for the Voiceless are going to be doing five concerts in the run-up to Remembrance Sunday on the 9th of November, starting at the Met in Bury on the 5th of November and ending up at the Salisbury Arts Centre on the 9th. This song is called Billy Green and it's on the album. It's a touching story of Billy Green, written by one half of last year's Folk Award Best Duo nominee, Jamie Roberts. And Jamie says it was inspired by a story that his uncle told him that he himself had read in a book by Lynn MacDonald, a first-hand account of World War I from surviving veterans. Billy Green was a man who managed to cheer up his comrades, even as they were waiting on the front line to go over the top and probably face their final hours.
Day we could see ourselves clean through the silent thoughts of sorrow and the fear tomorrow brings. Praise be, here comes Billy Green. Billy shares the fears of all the others, but his face without a smile I've never seen. When the comrades follow suit, you can see it sure as shooting. We'd struggle here if it weren't for Billy Green. And we know this could be the last time to sit and contemplate, creeping close to the morning hate. For tomorrow we go over land that lies between, and if anyone, Lord, please spare Billy Green. If anyone, Lord, please spare Billy Green. Could pull a laugh from the deepest depth of sorrow, draw a smile on the saddest face you've seen. You can lift the soul and heart, take the mind off those departed. So I pray to the Lord, don't take Billy Green. We know this could be the last time to sit and contemplate, creeping close to the morning. Tomorrow we go over to the land that lies
lies between. And if anyone, Lord, please forbid the greed. If anyone, Lord, please forbid the greed.
Jamie Roberts and Billy Green from Songs of the Voiceless. Well, it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for listening, and to my guest tonight, Olcay Bayır. Next week, as I said, Marianne is going to be here, or rather there, coming to you from Santiago de Compostela at this year's World Music Expo. I'll be back on the 7th of November, when my guest will be Simo Lagnawi. I leave you with Cuba's Queen of Song, Omara Portuondo, and Adios from her debut record, Magia Negra, that she first recorded in 1958 and has just recreated, due for release next month. It's an album that kind of marks the timelessness of music. So here's Omara and Adios, a fitting song to end on.
El alma echa una pena porque al partir temo que te olvides nuestro amor. Hermosa flor, mi alma cautivaste con la fragancia de tu candor. Tú eres toda mi ilusión, tú eres mi luz. Se canceló. Adiós. Me voy linda morena, me voy de aquí a llorar mi tristeza lejos de ti. Tú eres toda mi ilusión, tú eres mi dulce canción. Lejos de ti, lejos de ti, lejos de ti, adiós. A llorar mi tristeza, lejos de ti, adiós, adiós, adiós.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra is one of Germany's oldest, and its most famous conductor and music director was Mendelssohn. His Scottish Symphony and E minor violin concerto were both premiered in the Gewandhaus. Well, this is one of their two visits to the 2012 BBC Proms with their music director, Ricardo Schei. An all Mendelssohn programme, including the violin concerto, the Fifth Symphony, and opening with an overture Mendelssohn produced in 1839 for a staging of Victor Hugo's new play, Ruy Blas. The result was a portrait, as critic Edward Hanslick put it, of a brilliant world of chivalry.